Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey everybody, Jake and Gino here, and today we are discussing the hidden danger in not managing your multifamily apartments the right way. G-Dad, how are we doing today?
Jake, I'm doing fantastic. How you doing, bro?
Always making it happen. And gang, this is simple. This is simple math. Buy right plus manage right plus finance right equals a stable property, equals positive, equals above break even. Okay. Mm-hmm. You pull any of these components out, you're in trouble. But what do we know? We know on the front end, when you buy it, that's fixed, that's done. When you finance it, we're looking for long-term fixed rate financing. That is done. Gino, what does it all come back to?
Comes back to manage right, Jake. And I want to paint a picture for everybody. My boy one day sitting in the backyard.
Oh, here we go.
He's burning his trees. He's doing his landscaping. He likes the soja grass over there. Takes a little too long to grow soja, doesn't it, Jake? That's the problem with the grass.
It doesn't come up until late May. That's the problem. So
that's for another story. He's looking at his wheelbarrow. And the simple men that we are, we relate. A wheelbarrow, three components. The back leg is buy right. The other back leg is finance right. Those are fixed. And the wheel of the wheelbarrow, it's the manage right portion. Now, why is the wheel manage right? It is in constant motion. And this is where you make money in multifamily or in any business, in any entrepreneur or venture. Because at Jake and Gino, we create multifamily entrepreneurs. You're not just buying toilets and tenants and trash. You're buying little money generators. And each one becomes a business. And then as Michael Gerber says, you become an enterprise. And that's what we're teaching our students to do, is to become an enterprise. And if you can't manage your properties right, you will never become an enterprise. You will be the mom and pop that Jake and Gino and Jake and Gino students buy from. So have that picture in your mind, the two back legs and the wheel. And what happens if Jake said, if one of those is not positive or not right, what happens to the wheelbarrow? It will tip over. So very important. Always have that picture in your mind or that wheel of the wheelbarrow in constant motion.
Gang, it's your final lever, okay? It's a three-legged stool. You've bought it, that's done. You financed it long-term, that's done. The only lever you have to pull on to make this thing pay you is that manage right component. It's one-third, okay? It's one-third of the deal, and it's the most important part once you've purchased the acquisition. Mm-hmm. So, G-Dad, the number one question: what does good management look like, third party or self-managed or otherwise?
There are so many components to this, Jake. We can talk about a three-step repositioning framework, right? You know, if you go in there, you're filling the vacants. Number two, you're implementing RUBS. And number three, you're raising rents. That could be a 10-minute video all of itself. But really what it comes down to, what we've learned, Jake and I, we are what we call vertically integrated. We manage our own properties. Our property managers are actually our own coaches for the Jake and Gino team, right? Which is amazing, because we're teaching our students not just the sexy part. The sexy part is going out there, syndicating, putting these deals on the contract. But what happens when you got to get to work? Well, we can teach you how to get to work because we're vertically integrated. We love the property management aspect of it. We have over 60 employees just on the property management side. Amazing. And they become coaches. On our most recent trip down to Knoxville, we had a money mixer. There were 150 students there. Our property managers were on site over the weekend, actually touring these properties and showing the students what proper management looks like, what a cadence of accountability is, how to turn a unit, what the expenses are, and on and on and on. But I mean, I think in this video, we should touch a little bit about what a KPI is, Jake, a key performance indicator. And I want you all to write this down because this is truly important in any business. If you can't measure it, then you can't manage it.
Gino, it's 100% KPI driven with this. And it's people, it's systems, number two, and it's culture. And I want to go back to the Michael Gerber podcast we did a little bit, because this is an aha moment that I've had recently. Our business, buying apartments and managing apartments, is the same as McDonald's. It is. Mm-hmm. We're buying real estate, okay? And the property management is the hamburger. But it's not a hamburger because we're the Chick-fil-A of apartments. So we're giving chicken sandwiches. But ultimately, it's about good customer service. So we're, our long-term generational wealth is from buying these big apartment communities. But then it comes down to, like anything, the management is a business. So we need to be servicing these folks properly. That is our Blue Ocean strategy. So the takeaway for today, whether you're doing third party, whether you're self-managing, you need the right systems in place. And we've done scaling up coaches. We've done EOS. We've done all these systems training. What does it come down to? Reverse engineering. You need to have a quarterly priority meeting, okay? I don't care if you're doing third party, like I said, and you're managing the manager. I don't care if you're an asset manager. I don't care if you're self-managing. You need that quarterly priority meeting saying, these are the 3 to 4 priorities that we're going to achieve this quarter. We're going to reduce, you know, vacancy by 5%. We're going to increase collections by 5%. We're going to pave the parking lot. I don't care what it is. You're the business owner. You're the leader. You're going to determine those with your team. And then you're going to meet weekly. Every week without fail, you're going to have your level 10 meeting and you're going to review those priorities. And then you're going to have weekly tasks and seeing how those were accomplished. You're going to hold your people accountable. Okay. There's got to be good chemistry there, right, Gino?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What else comes after chemistry, Gino?
Everyone, you need character.
Yeah.
The two of us are a bunch of characters, aren't we?
Yeah.
Then you need competency. You need a third-party property management company who's actually out there doing it, not a mom and pop who has property management software, who has a website, who's visible out there, who's not using paper leases, right? And then you need the chemistry, right? The three C's that Steve Thompson talks about in his book, Chick-fil-A. It's an amazing book, Covert Cows. But Jake was talking about those weekly L10s. I'm going to give you two metrics that we really need to follow going forward. Number one, Jake and Gino did not follow delinquencies early on. Mm-hmm. Big mistake. Track your delinquencies weekly. You want to be proactive. Let's be proactive in business and in life, right? If you can find out why by week two you have a lot of delinquencies, maybe you can send out reminders. Maybe you can follow up with the residents. Maybe you can give them places where they can go to get that money where they need to help pay for that rent, right? Delinquencies is very important. And number two, we love to track physical and economic occupancy. It's great that you have 10 residents living in your apartment building, but if only 8 of them are paying, you have 100% physical occupancy, you only have 80% economic. Really, really important
metrics.
Good
luck getting that finance right now, right?
Exactly. So, hey, those are two metrics that we love to track monthly. We have a whole entire weekly pulse that we share with the Jake and Gino students, because if your property management company isn't doing it, well, guess what? Our students are teaching third-party property management companies our metrics and our rhythms and our routines.
Cadence.
Once you get down to them.
Yep.
Yes. And Jake had mentioned that. Remember, everybody, it's all about the people, it's all about the systems, and it's all about the culture.
So the key takeaways for today, you're going to get the right people on the ship. You're going to have the right cadence of accountability. This is your meeting schedule. Look, meetings do suck, but they're necessary. And then you're going to have those key performance indicators. They're going to be going out weekly on a email that we like to call the Pulse document. Everyone's going to see it. The property managers, the investor, the managers are all going to be copied on this. And you're going to see your occupancy, your delinquency, your retention rates, the cash income, the accrual income. One document to rule them all, Gandalf.
I have one thing to say. Meetings do not suck with Jake. I love my daily meetings with Jake. So just to put that out there, if meetings are structured properly and you have an agenda, something else we teach Jake and Gino, meetings can be wonderful. They can be really to the point, get it done, and really measure what you're trying to track. Because if you can't measure it, once again, you can't manage it. Now, if you want to learn more on how to manage your properties or on how to manage third-party property management, go to jakeandgino.com/apply. Like I said, our property managers are also mentors and coaches for the Jake and Gino team. So if you want to take your management to the next level and really increase your NOI, that's what multifamily is all about. Go to jakeandgino.com/apply.
Now you're cooking with peanut oil, big dog. Love this. Gino, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Jake.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.